Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. 97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Ah, Mr. Tom Petty, with a little Christmas bumper music as we bring you back in here this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. Christmas all over again. Damn it, Sue, I stepped on Tom's lyrics there, didn't I?
Barely.
Hey, this was President Trump earlier today.
Today I'm pleased to announce that I will be signing an executive order to reschedule marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 controlled substance with legitimate medical uses.
He talked about how it's going to help a lot of people.
We have people begging for me to do this. People that are in great pain.
A long time coming. I thought, you know, some people maybe thought he was going to do it in the first administration. I'm a little surprised it didn't get done with Biden. There have been a lot of, lobbying and movement toward this decision today. Andrew Mullins, who in all full disclosure is a personal friend of mine. He may not like me to admit that. He's the executive director of MoCan Trade, Missouri's Cannabis Trade Association. My wife, Rebecca, also works in the industry. So all the full disclosures out there. But Andrew, this is something that you've been pointed to for a long time. And I guess we had heard rumors he was going to do it a couple of days ago, and it finally got done today.
Yeah, I think patients, marijuana consumers, physicians, the medical world, we are all celebrating. This is a long time coming, and just a huge win for everybody that finds value in cannabis and marijuana, for all the things that might ail them. And we are just so excited to see this this progress. The announcement was just amazing. The group of people that he put together to represent this, all the voices from the medical world, it was great to see everybody come together, and great to see this policy shift coming from the White House.
So, and I'm familiar with it, and you and I have talked about it before. I totally support it. There's some conservatives certainly that don't. I'm more libertarian conservative on this. But what does it actually do? And one of the questions I have, because I'm not clear on this, I read the order. The White House sent me the release. A lot of this deals with medical research, but this is also because one of the challenges that the cannabis industry has had, if you're legal in a state like Illinois or Missouri or wherever, it's still not legal federally, so it affects the banking situation. Does what he signed today address that issue or only the medical research issue?
No, not necessarily on the banking side. So, you know, since marijuana has been listed as a Schedule I substance in 1970 to now, what you've seen is all the limitations that includes. And so when you have a marijuana listed as something that has no medical benefit, that federal illegality creates a lot of barriers, both in business, but also in medical research, in actually having true research that represents the power of what the plant and this medicine can do. So really the rescheduling does three main things. So first of all, you're recognizing cannabis or marijuana as a medical substance or medical product that has accepted medical uses. Second thing is you're removing the barriers to research. So I think many Americans, a large percentage of Americans, have been doing anecdotal research with marijuana for hundreds of years. And what we're seeing now is the ability to have significant formal research by many, many different organizations to substantiate what the power of marijuana can do for the people that want to use it for its medicinal benefits. And then lastly, it actually, there has been a barrier that really relates more to the business side of cannabis. As a Schedule I drug, marijuana has a very unique a tax application or tax code that only applies to this federally illegal industry, but state legal industry. And what that tax code does is it has basically any small business that has a license, and I'll speak specifically to Missouri businesses, but any of those that have a license, that 280E tax code basically disallows them from deducting normalized business expenses. And so, you know, imagine you can't have those deductions and the actual amount of tax that a company might pay. And what that does, in essence, is handicap these businesses from being able to operate in parity with any other small business. You know, it's your profitability is, you know, much more hampered than any other business, whether you're in a regulated area or not. And so by removing that from those businesses or not having them pay that anymore, you're going to see their ability to do more things, both with their employees, with their businesses, whether it be expansion or access to capital, taking care of the folks that work in those facilities, but really just putting them on even footing with any other small business or industry that's out there. So that's a really big thing. And the fact that Missouri's program that we have here has been so successful, a lot of people might not realize that marijuana Missouri, for the folks that are buying the products and finding value in marijuana, I mean, we're basically, since the first sale of adult use cannabis in 2023, we've been selling $4 million a day of legal, safe, compliant marijuana in Missouri every day. This is now $1.5 billion a year industry in Missouri. And so it has a big economic impact. You know, it provides access to the folks, you know, safe, tested access to marijuana, but...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Whoops, I think we lost him there. That sounded like a line went dead. Wait, there you are. You came back. We lost you for like 5 seconds. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, I might have a technical glitch over here, but I was just saying the economic impact that the program has had for the state of Missouri. Just last year, $241 million in taxes and fees that go to the state, and those are in, you know, they're applicable to local communities, and you're seeing, you know, just in since the program has been online, the Missouri Veterans Commission has received over $90 million in taxes. That is benefiting that organization just here in Missouri. So we're very proud of what the industry here has become, but this rescheduling really removes a lot of barriers, both in access, in research, and in business opportunity.
Andrew Mullins is here. He's the executive director of Bocan Trade, which is the Missouri Cannabis Trade Association. You know, as I Googled this afternoon, I came up with an interesting story that was from the state of Kansas, because I guess Kansas is not medicinal or recreational. Is that true? Can you confirm that?
That is correct.
Okay,
they have no legalization in Kansas.
Right. So what they said is that they will continue to enforce existing laws. But then they said this. They said the marijuana products sold today, and this is what we're hearing. This is a lot of what some of the researchers are saying. There's op-eds in the New York Times, the Washington Post. They said the marijuana products sold today are highly potent. They pose a direct threat to public health. Rescheduling will allow qualified scientists to conduct reliable research on the long-term impact of the human brain, the high use of high concentration of THC. We believe this will conclusively prove the connection between marijuana use and mental health disorders, especially in children and teens. So they're kind of flipping it around a little bit and saying, look, we think that this is okay because it will allow the scientists to prove what we've been making claims about kids and teenagers. How would you respond to that?
Well, first of all, the program in Missouri, you don't have the ability to access regulated marijuana by anyone under 21. It's very difficult to enter these facilities and have any kind of access to those products. So that's the first thing. The second thing is when you look at what rescheduling does, that research and that ability to look and establish guardrails and establish frameworks in which you can say, okay, right now everybody's sort of speaking anecdotally. We think it does this, or we think it could do that. Well, now we'll actually know what it does and what it doesn't do, and if there actually are real harms out there, especially to the youth of America or whatnot. But honestly, from what we see and from what we see, the people that find value in this, I mean, all you got to do is look at how many people are currently utilizing cannabis as medicine for whatever might be going on in their life. It could be sleep. It could be stress. It could be anxiety. It could be more serious disorders. People that are using it for cancer. I mean, my own family member, my stepfather had cancer, and he started, he kind of just threw up his arms in what he was able to access through pharma. Yeah. And once he got access to cannabis, he's alleviating some pain. But the biggest thing is, he's redeveloped an appetite, got rid of some of the nausea, and he was able to sleep. And when all those things happen and you're dealing with something as crazy as cancer, it actually allows you to heal and just have a better quality of life while you're going through all that, rehab and trying to get well.
I agree. I'm a fan of this. I'm glad that he did it. But let me circle back on the banking question, because don't you feel like that still needs to be addressed? And it doesn't sound like it will be addressed. I mean, you'd need a lot of common ground on that. So what's going to happen with the banking industry? Because that's still, or the banking issue, because that still presents challenges to the industry across the country.
Well, definitely. So in Missouri, we are able to bank cannabis. I mean, you're able to bank it anywhere. You're just working with state chartered banks versus federally chartered banks.
So it's not that big of a challenge. You get around it.
Well, but there are other challenges on the finance side. So you currently don't have any American cannabis companies that can uplist on the exchanges. And I think there is some attention towards that. I believe there was actually some legislation in Congress that moved just this week related to some federal reform on banking and possibly some of those other things. So, there's been so much focus around this and so much excitement about what this does and the barriers that it removes. We're hopeful that some of the other finance and banking type things will also move. But there's just been so much that has happened in the last 30 days when you look at the federal policy change that was part of the government shutdown appropriation bill to reopen the government that redefined the difference between industrial hemp and marijuana, because that's been a challenge for a long time, and it's allowed the proliferation of unregulated marijuana products, what some people might say are hemp-derived products, but really they're just marijuana products posing as hemp because of that lack of clarity in federal law, which we now have. So there is a lot that's happened in the last 30 days. And for people that find value in marijuana, it's all great news, especially the focus that the president and his team put to really rally around cannabis as medicine. And that's what we saw today in that presser.
Yeah, and you've seen a fair amount of support from Republicans. I know Senator Schwer, who's a regular on my show, he has been on your side on many of these issues. So there are Republicans who have pushed for this by, proof of what happened today in the White House. Andrew Mullins, Executive Director of Mocan Trade. Preciified, thanks for coming on this afternoon. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take
get more at 971talk.com. You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.